Okay, so Matthew, we're just gonna get right into this. I was at school today, and
Me too. Only one more month.
and I realized, holy crap, this is my yay today.
Like school?
Yes. Well, not like just school as a
Oh.
thing, but like something, you know. My yay of the day. We're getting right into it. Hello, hello everybody. Welcome to season 2, episode 15 of the Random Talk podcast. My name is Tayson. The other voice you're hearing is Matthew. Matthew,
Hi
say hello.
guys.
Okay, thank
Hi.
you.
You're welcome.
we are going to get into a little segment we like to call the yay of the day because it rhymes and there's a really cool sound effect for it that we like to use.
And we
And
like
we're
to
going
be
to put it in.
grateful.
And we're going to put that sound effect in right now.
Yay! 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 Yay the day automatically the first minute into the episode?
Dude, of course. We gotta get these vibes
Sheesh.
going. Get these
Dude,
good, happy stuff.
happy stuff.
But yeah, so the yay of the day is something that we like to try and do every week. Obviously, you know, we forget sometimes. Sometimes for
We're
multiple
doing
weeks
hey,
in a row. But hey, we're
we're
doing
doing our
pretty good.
best.
We are.
Yeah.
Yes. So yeah. Basically, Matthew and I will both pick something completely random. It can be anything from carpet to like I think I said calculator once, or maybe I didn't, but I thought about it. I don't know. It's been it's just something to you know, keep us grateful, keep us grounded, keep us living in the now, as I like to say, which is important. Here we are,
You do like to say that.
Matthew, do you have a year today? If you do, I would like you to go first, but if not, that's
I feel
okay.
like you're excited right now. I think you should go
Well,
first.
yeah, but I'm so excited that I just want you to. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Okay, I will go.
Don't expose me.
No, it's okay.
I've not come to
My
class prepared.
Matthew, did you do the homework assignment?
I did not.
No. So
Can I
I
copy off
was,
of yours?
yeah, sure.
Just kidding.
No, so I was in art class today. Big shout out to art class, first of all.
Big shout out to our class.
And as we were in there, we're doing these like oh man, I do not remember what they were called. I should have been more
Our
prepared.
paintings, drawings,
they are drawings.
sculptors.
I believe so. My art teacher is of like Japanese descent. Like she has a lot of
Okay.
ancestry, you
Yes.
know, over on that side of the earth. And I mean, we're not that far away if you go the other way,
Yeah.
but
If you take the long way.
yeah, either way, you know, so she likes
She's living
to.
with Mr.
Okay, I don't. Is that her husband's name? Probably.
I don't know.
I have
Just
no idea.
throwback to that episode.
Never met that guy. But anyways, she every once in a while likes to incorporate some sort of like art project that is like specific to like Japanese art or Japanese culture, which is really
That's
fun
cool.
because not only do we get to like learn new things and learn how to do new things, it also just teaches us to appreciate more than just what's inside of our little box, our little, you know, country. So I just wanted, honestly, it's not a very specific yay of the day, but my yay of the day is not only just to like Japanese art, but just to every art that I don't know about. Now, I know what you're thinking, Tayson, how can you be so grateful for something that you don't even know? I think I've seen so much cool art and I've experienced it in multiple different mediums, be it through my
And
ears or
you create it, and it gets
yeah.
hung up outside of the classroom because it's amazing.
Also, shout out to my art teacher for hanging up my work on the wall. Appreciate that. I mean, it's not like just like mine, like frame super huge for everybody. Like it's pretty small next to like a bunch of other ones. But
That's okay.
either way, makes me feel pretty cool to, I don't know, get a little love in that way. But yeah, no, just I guess to kind of be more a little more specific about it, just like different cultures, just like different ways of life. Because I think that there is no one true way to live your life. That's why we're all different people, because we were meant to live different lives and have different stories to tell. And I think that getting the chance to kind of hear other people's stories through like obviously just through like their words telling you their story, but also through like different things that people are able to create and use different tools and different art forms. And, you know, I just think it's cool. I just think people expressing who they are and getting a chance to pull from their culture and where they come from is really, really cool.
That is cool. That is cool. Shout out. What's her name?
Maddie Holmes.
The art teacher?
Yeah.
Shout out Maddie Holmes. leave us a 5-star review voice. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
We also need to give a shout out to someone else.
Ooh, can't go any further without it, man. You already know.
This is your time. The moment, Mr. Morale.
Yo.
Round of applause for you, my guy.
Round of applause. Not only for the support of the show, but also just being a good guy, man. Being a great history teacher, being a cool dude, always there, you know what I'm saying?
If you're listening to this and you want to come on the pod, Mr. Morrell, where you're welcome anytime.
Anytime, bro. If you want to maybe wait till we graduate, because that's a little weird, we can do that.
We can't. It's a month away.
So we can plan that.
We can wait
summer for the couple of months that we have off, or yeah, we can do it tomorrow. I don't know.
We could. Stay tuned.
But yeah, no, huge shout out. Just because for those of you who have not. Season 1, episode 2 of this show, Random Talk, was called Teachers and TikTok. And part of that was us talking about teachers. And I personally, I know this might come as a big surprise, but I went on and on and on for a little while about something that means a lot to me for no reason. But, you know, I just talked about how, like, important good teachers are and, like, how important – like it is for your educator to really care about what they're doing and care about not only that, but like also you and how well like you're doing and succeeding and growing and learning or whatever. So, you know, just shout out to the real cream of the crop, all those people out there that be doing that, including
Mr. Morale. Shout out to you. If you're listening, Tayson thinks that you're like me and that we're alike. So
I told him that hashing about the last episode, and I was like, yeah, man, you two peas in a pod, you could be.
Wow.
I don't know where
hit
you
get up. A pod that big.
Hit me up. We can be
two
friends.
Peas in a podcast. That's what you meant to say.
Two peas in a podcast. That's the name of our other show.
I bet that's like already taken, but oh well.
100%. But if it's not, we should take it.
We should take it
because that's really good.
What for the next world pandemic to hit us? That'll be our next show. So we can start during that quarantine.
That is the only time that we know how to do this. But yeah, you know,
15 weeks in a row.
Are you serious?
Or 16, I don't know. Whatever episode this is.
Yeah, yeah.
15?
This is episode 15.
The Derek Favors episode. Frick. Didn't mean to mention them.
Cut that out.
Cut it out.
Thank you.
The curse continues on the Ram Dive Podcast.
Oh my gosh. Can you believe that? No. Okay, Matthew.
Wait, I need to say my day of the day really fast.
That's what I was just going to ask you to do.
Okay. Sorry. That sounded like a tone you're moving on.
Yeah. It did. It kind of did. Okay, Matthew, would you please like to share your day of the day with the class?
I would love to. I was actually thinking art as well. Because I'm working on something right now. But
okay.
You want to see it? Show and tell time?
Sneak peek. Look at that, man.
But yeah.
I'm gonna keep my reaction limited because I don't want to give it away. But
My A of the day has to go. Man, we don't usually do this early in the episode, but
we do not, no. Switching it
doesn't
up,
give man. Me a lot of time to think about it.
Keeping it fresh, bro.
My A of the day got to go.
I'm pushing your limits.
Limits?
Yeah. Limits. Sorry.
Has got to go to Erasers, but not just specifically eraser. No, yeah. Wait, what? Not just any erasers.
Not just any eraser.
Specifically, these erasers. The ones you put on top of your pencil.
Woo! Oh my gosh. I was trying to describe those to somebody the other day, but I had no idea how to do it. I was like, you know, it's like a
mushroom.
I was like, arrowhead. I was like, you know, it's got like the funny shape at the top and it's got like the squishy part at the bottom.
Like a house.
Yeah.
Cause that's how we drew houses when we were kids.
An eraser house. Yeah.
Eraser house.
Just a square and a triangle on top of it.
I remember like in elementary school, there was this one kid who like took these and then took another one and cut it off and then like had it made a little jacket for it and then put on one of these ones and then drew a little smiley face. So he's like a cool eraser. Very creative. And I remember, this is weird, way deep cut in the memory bank.
Mm-hmm.
We had, I don't know if you did this, but I think when we were in the lower grades, like first or second grade, mm-hmm. I think we were in second grade or first grade or something like that, I don't know, but
right.
The fourth graders would come in and read to us,
yeah,
and we'd have like a book buddy, I think it was called, and my book buddy, okay. And everyone started to do it because like everyone did their own little clothes on their erasers, yeah, from yeah, other erasers.
That's,
anyways,
wow, that's creative.
Gave like had this peanut and he gave me this peanut like just because I guess that was snack time, I guess. I don't know. But I kept that peanut for a very long time until I threw it away like 4 years later. And I just put it in my dresser, dude. I just, yeah, that just reminds me of that. I don't know why, but
shout
to the peanut man.
so your reading buddy, who was doing the readings?
Like a fourth grader. I have no idea.
Like you
were
being.
He was just assigned to me.
Like, yeah, so you were being read too.
Yes.
Okay, because I remember similarly in like fifth or sixth grade, I had to be the reading buddy for the, you know, for this younger kid. I think his name is Trayson. That's why I remember it. Cause you know, cause our names are similar. And his was like my name, but just with an R in between the T and the A. So I was like, bro, we're like buds. And yeah, it was just really fun. And I remember just like reading to him and it made me want to, I don't know, like go volunteer at a hospital or something, which I have not done yet, by the way.
Hey,
but maybe
goals
someday.
Right there.
I have a surprise prepared.
Oh, nuts.
No. I peanuts. I didn't tell you about this on purpose. Because
I hate surprises.
Because
can I say that right now?
Yes,
surprises.
Yes, you can say that. Because I wanted
I'm
to.
I'm leaving. Airphones out.
I promise. It's a good surprise. Okay.
Just kidding.
Okay. All right. So when I was at school today, another school thing, big day,
big day,
but
high school,
but no, as I was at school, you know, being social with
being
people,
a student,
yes, doing student like things,
doing student things.
I was talking to somebody about like a show they were listening to, like a podcast. And mm-hmm. I was just talking to him and I was like, hey, you know, I've never seen that, but I'm totally gonna check it out. And then we just got talking about like different podcasts that we listen to or like have listened to or whatever that we don't listen to anymore. And I was like, yeah, I have one that I do. I wanted to say like, oh yeah, there's this really cool one. It's called Random Talk and it's like whatever. No, I was just like, yeah, no, I actually do one every week with my friend who goes to another school, and lo and behold, they were very impressed. And I was just like talking to them about it, and they were like, pull it up for me on my phone. I was like, yeah, for sure. So I go and I pull it up, and I'm like, bro, this is a golden opportunity to get a voice message, right? You know,
right.
new listener. Okay, so I have something here, just don't be scared. Okay, I'm gonna try and put my mic up to this just so it like works good and whatever. But
okay.
Hey, buddy.
Gotcha. That was it.
Yeah. No, that was it. Yeah.
Man.
My buddy Rick Astley. Yeah. I I'm a prankster. I'm so funny.
Wow. Congratulations. You pranked me.
Hey, Matt, if y'all want to go back to the, sheesh, like, I think maybe 2 episodes ago, I did it with the blind question Q&A. That's what it is. Blind Q&A. I was like, what is it? You like ask questions and then like you answer them. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that was two, three episodes. I don't know. It was a couple. Let me
think about it.
Okay. Well, while you think about it, we're gonna go ahead and cue that intro music. Yay!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
I guess I can just look it up.
No, I have to think about it.
Okay, I'm going to look it up, but I won't tell you, and we'll see if you're right.
That was with Tanner, though, right?
Mm-hmm, that was the Tanner-sode.
So that was episode 13, 2 episodes ago.
Yes, sir.
Season 2, episode 13, called Donnie Holly and the Baller Boys. Bros?
Boys.
Boys.
With a Z.
With a Z. Because I added that nice little touch to it. We didn't discuss that as a band, but, you know.
We did not. We are going to have a meeting.
Nice. Yeah. We, dang it, guys. I'm sorry. Jumping conclusions. Shout out Donnie, man.
Big shout out, Donnie. Big shout out to, 2 episodes ago, Donnie Holly and the Baller Boys. Go check that out if you haven't. Season 2, episode 13. Matthew and I do a blind Q&A, and I Rick roll him so hard. Anyways, welcome back to season 15. We might have to get,
we're also now taking applications for a new co-host. to get someone who won't do that to me.
Can you imagine, though? I don't know how long we're going to talk about this, but like if it was... Like, if I, like, got fired from Random Talk, wouldn't that be weird? Yes,
I can't imagine it. You're fired! Guys, new co-host starting, what comes after it? May? May 1st. Starting May 1st, new co-host. Meetings every Thursday at the end of the month. The will be in the bio. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding. Casey, you're back. You're on fire. Please join us. Clyde, Clyde.
I'm unfired, but now I quit. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, man. I didn't even want this job.
No. Okay.
Such goofballs.
We're back. Welcome to season 2, episode 15. Hope you love that intro music. I love it every time, personally. Such a great way to start an episode.
I agree. Anyways, we're back.
Welcome back, Matthew.
Jason.
Another week in the books, man.
Another week in the books. The history books. I feel good. It was a good week. I don't know if you're asking about the week, but I'm going to tell you anyways.
I am. Yeah, that's what I was asking about.
Okay. It was a good week. Saturday was fun. Hung out with the boys. Played some 2K. Muggsy Bogues. Played some 2K. That's all we did the whole night. Not going to bring up anything else.
Ate that is the Cheetos, only thing that body happened.
Good times. Not a sponsor. Good times.
Could be, though.
Could be. Last recording, that which never went live, but I told you about it. Play Capture Flag during lifetime activities. That was super fun. Just recapping my week, you know. So anyways, how was your week, man?
Pretty good.
good.
Found out I've been taken out of all my favorite classes, which is really sad. But hey,
you were taken out of Mr. Morrell's class.
I told you that, man.
I know it was an act.
Oh,
I was gonna go on
because that didn't go live. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I know I did. What,
Mr. Morrell? This is unacceptable. Get him back in.
I literally told him. I was like, hey, man, if you've got an opening, just snatch me, bro. just pick me up out of my class,
man.
Hey, I just want to say I brought this up on an earlier recording that never got out into the world, but listen, I love you know, the United States of America, you know, like, thanks for being a great home, right? But I don't know that I necessarily have a burning desire to learn about war. Listen, it is U.S. wars. It is, okay. Yeah. That's a so class. Great class, great teacher. I'm not saying anything like that. This is not a personal jab at anybody.
We get it. You just, Mr. Morrell's just the best teacher ever.
But once you get a little taste, bro, it's so hard to have anything else. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Once you know what the best is like, bro, you don't want to settle for anything else. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how I feel. This is a little more candid than I usually care to be in front of people. But hey, man, from the comfort of my own bedroom, I'm saying what I want. Sorry, I'm back with the whole listen thing. I don't know what that's all about. Listen to me. I was in there for one day because, you know, it's one of the Friday classes, which you didn't know previously, which surprised me that I hadn't told you, but, you know, I have different classes.
I literally know nothing about your school.
And that's the way I like it. But it is like a super early out day. Like, we get out at like noon as opposed to 2:30.
You get out at noon on Fridays?
Like 12:13, yeah. Because it's one class, an advisory period, and then one class. 90 minutes. Yeah, 90 minutes, 40 minutes, 90 minutes. So,
I get out at like 12:45.
Yeah.
But not like one. I get out like 1:30. So,
what I wanted to say is I was in there this last Friday, and hey, man, it was fun. It was interesting. You know, we talked about the Cold War, which is not something that, you know, I feel like I knew a whole lot about. I still wouldn't consider myself somebody who like knows a lot about the Cold War, but I know more than I did before that. So shout out to that. But I just, you know, sometimes it's not even about the class. Like, it's not even like a class thing. Like, you just want to hang out with your buddies, man.
especially that class got taken away from me.
Because I know it's not a credit thing, because they're both social studies classes, because they're both social studies teachers. So what's that all about?
Tayson's counselor.
I'm going to go march into my counselor's office and say, I also need to get back to the lifetime activities, bro. Anyways, literally nobody cares about what I'm talking about. So I apologize. You can cut that out if you want to. But
that was all to tell Mr. Morrell just one more time how awesome he is.
Yeah. Big shout out. Big huge shout out.
Huge. It's gonna be huge.
Huge. Matthew, you've been having dreams, man. I've been having dreams.
I've been having dreams.
You've been having star-studded dreams. Like, I'm talking A-list celebrities in your dreams.
Jay Beebs, man.
Code name.
No one knows who Jay Beebs is.
Nope.
Oh, frick. Now they might know if I tell it.
No, because it's just... yeah. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Do you want me to recap the dreams or what?
Yeah.
I mean, long story short, I just had like these wild dreams recently, man. One of them riding roller cardboard roller coaster, old teacher's house, then freaking Joe Biden and Donald Trump come swarming up. LeBron James gives me a free 30-day trial. Justin Bieber puts in his phone number in my phone. All that good stuff, you know.
So are you in your conscious life, in your waking moments, are you doing anything differently as of late that you think might be sparking these dreams, or do you think it's just like total coincidence, like whatever?
I've been listening to a lot of Justin Bieber lately. Hey, that's it.
He's just been on the mind. Donald Trump recently. You haven't listened to his mixtape?
No.
Okay, me neither, man.
and billions 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 and billions. Let's say China. China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
You go over to China.
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 You take China.
China.
China. I love them. China.
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 China. I have to have my China.
That would be funny, though. But yeah. Wild, dude. The human mind is crazy sometimes.
Probably all the time, actually. No, yeah.
Sometimes. Most of the time. Sometimes, I don't know. Well, that depends.
I feel like daydreaming, I mean, again, nobody cares, but I feel like daydreaming is really, like, it's just one of those, like a blessing and a curse, you know what I mean? Because, like, it's really cool and, like, really fun to, like, go somewhere else. But at the same time, bro, it's so hard to be productive.
Like, oh yeah, dude.
Like in class, man.
Oh man, just, class is the worst.
Especially, I'm trying to think, there was one today where I just could not screw my head on right. I don't remember which class it was, but I mean, I was not even in the walls, man. I was woo. Anyways,
it's crazy, man.
If you guys out there daydream or have some crazy daydreams that you'd like to tell us about and maybe have feature on the pod, go ahead and leave us a voice message. You can do so by visiting the description of this episode and clicking the little link right there at the bottom. It's super duper easy. You just kind of record it and then stop and then send it. and then Matthew get a little thing and it'll be like, somebody sent you a voice message, and he'll be like, cool. And then when we record,
no,
we'll
I'll
play
be
it.
Like, I'll be like, let's go.
Let's go, bro. So by the way, with dreams come nightmares.
With dreams come nightmares.
That sounds like that would be in like some like poem.
Yeah.
It was all a dream, or was it a nightmare? I don't know. Anyways, but with the good comes the bad, right? And with Thanks. Dreams do come nightmares. Matthew, I want you to break it down for me.
Oh, no. No, thank you.
I want you to break it down for me. Why do we have nightmares, bro? I know you were thinking I was going in a different direction, so I had to switch it up last second.
Okay, but... okay, thank you.
Like what is it with that? Like, what is going on inside of my head that I'm just like, hey, wouldn't it be really funny if I just like hallucinated this big monster chasing after me right now? You know what I mean?
Why do we have nightmares? Question of the day, Google. So nightmares can be triggered, Tayson, just in case. This is my thoughts.
Yeah, you
know,
yeah.
Just right out of my brain, you know. Mm-hmm, this is gathering.
Yep.
You know, nightmares can be triggered by many factors, I believe, you know, including like stress or anxiety, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, I say sometimes just because, you know, we're not perfect. Sometimes the ordinary stresses of daily life, you know, such as problem at home or at school, trigger nightmares. You know, like a major change, such as like a move or, you know, stuff like that can have the same effect. So.
Okay. So do you, with that being said, from your brain, by the way. Great
right
thought.
From my brain.
Great thought.
Definitely did not steal it from Google.com.
shout out to them, but not a sponsor. With that being said, do you find yourself particularly stressed with anything? Do you think maybe that's why you're, or are you just stressed specifically about what appeared in your nightmare? Are you stressed about those things?
I believe so. But I'm not thinking about them all the time. So
No, can't do that.
Weird times, man. I don't know what... Dreams are just so weird. I don't know if we talked about it in season one. Maybe we didn't.
I feel like I have...
We have... I don't know if we ever put them up because...
We were early
in the stages, but...
There definitely were some lost episodes, for sure.
There were like four or five lost episodes, bro. Crazy. But yeah, freaking nightmares, man. They suck.
They do suck. They're the absolute worst. And I mean, I think what kind of boggles my brain about it is just
boggles your brain cells.
Thank you. It's just like, why? You know what I mean? Like I could sleep perfectly fine without having a dream. I do it all the time, right? Like, I don't dream every single night.
That's so weird, though, bro. Like, you're just there, and you just see blackness for like 12 hours or so. Not 12 hours, but if you sleep in like me, 12 hours. But
well, but if you what? If you think about it, when you're like asleep, when you are unconscious, time is so much different. Your perception, your sense of reality is so much different. It's not like if I were to sit here and stare at the wall for 12 hours, I would lose my mind. Whereas if I was asleep, I couldn't tell the difference. You know what I mean? Like I'd just be chilling. So even though it's not as exciting as like a dream, I just feel like, why do I need to get so like spooked all the time? Or even when like really great dreams, right? Like dreams that you could totally live in forever. Then you wake up and you're all disappointed because look at my freaking life. You know what I mean? like I don't need that. I don't need that, you know.
But then you have those nightmares that you wake up and you're not disappointed. You're so relieved.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the best.
Every time.
Best feeling.
Every time I shouldn't say every time, but very commonly when talking about like nightmares or like bad dreams, I remember this one so specifically that was
I remember one
so that was like years ago. But
oh yeah,
I mean, I have like a few like probably dating back to like my childhood that have like really stuck with me. But
isn't that so weird though?
Yeah,
that you can remember a dream from you had like.
But I
10 years ago,
I have no idea what I dreamt about last night.
And it's just like in here.
But that one time when I was 5, like, I don't know. It's so random. But I mean, every time that I kind of get talking about it, this one like keeps coming back to mind where I'm like running through this very specific like grassy knoll. And there's this guy, big, big, beefy guy, big, scary guy.
Hagrid, right? From Harry Potter.
Close.
Oh.
He's in like this big white Jeep and he's like, it's like a monster truck, like the way that he's driving it and the way that it sounds like
Dwayne
the
Rock Johnson.
All like jumping up and whatever. No, just
in Jumanji.
No, no. But I just remember like getting chased and just like running for my life. And then like I woke up and I was like, holy crap. Thank goodness that wasn't real, just because like it just, I don't know. Sometimes the ones that just feel so real, you know what I mean? Like, especially when they're not so pleasant ones.
Those are the worst.
Really, really keep you grateful for what you got going
for
on.
Or what you don't got going on. Yeah, exactly. That's crazy though, dude. Like just the idea and topic of dreams.
Sheesh.
Like, I don't think Bill Nye knows what's up with that.
why would I do that to myself? You know what I mean? Like, why would my brain want to do that to me? Because like it's scary, bro. Like you wake up and you're scared, you're like, whoa. Yeah. Probably don't make that noise, but you know, it's like it spooks you, bro.
Wow.
Like I still think about it, and that was like years ago. Like that would scare the crap out of me if that was happening, because it was like pitch black. It was like the middle of the night, and it's just such a specific like it almost feels more like a memory than it does like just a dream.
No, dude, yes. I get like, that vibe all the time.
And I feel like I knew him, you know what I mean? Like it's not like some guy I've never seen before. Like I feel like it's like, you know, and I don't know, scary.
Hey, so let it all out.
I'm also scared
of nightmare dream therapy session.
I'm also scared of white jeeps now. No, I'm just kidding. And grassy knolls. Do not take me near one. I'll cry. Just kidding. Maybe not though. Maybe I'll get emotional. Maybe it'll be one of those things.
Yeah.
Who's to say not me?
That was nice good.
Fade out. Thank you.
Nice fade out.
So, I shot you a message last night because I was experiencing these feelings of self-doubt and like insecurity and uncertainty. And I just, sometimes when you're in that kind of state of mind, it can be incredibly isolating and you can be like, you know, you just want to like shut yourself off from the world and you just like don't want to like talk or interact with anybody or anything. But honestly, in the wake of that moment, I was like, now is the most important time to actually reach out to somebody instead of like shutting myself off, because when you shut yourself off every time, you just like, you don't get anywhere. Like you don't grow, you don't learn, you don't get that outside perspective, that, you know, potential help or advice. So I reached out to you and I was like, why the heck do I have to feel so much pressure to be somebody that I'm not, that I don't want to be, you know what I mean? And I mean, you gave an incredible response. I don't know how much you want to like dive into it or anything, but you basically like sang my whole story, but like with your own little twist on it. And I just thought this was like a really important time to just say, like, sometimes you never really know.
This is the motivational part of the podcast, guys. we just went from dreams to nightmares.
It's actually in my notes to have like a motivational piece. So, I mean, I did not plan to say specifically what I'm saying, but I did, you know, it's just slightly premeditated. But anyways, I just want to say, like, you don't always know. First of all, you don't know everyone's story just right off the bat. You learn that through like getting to know them, getting to like talk to them or whatever.
Or listening to a podcast called Random Talk.
That is also another great way to do that. But
5-star review, voicemail.
Thank you. but obviously, you know, you don't know everybody's story, which kind of means that you don't know like what they've been through, which kind of correlates with what they've learned and what they know now. So you don't always know what people are going to understand and what people are going to have from their own experience that might be able to help you. Even if it's something different than what you're going through or have gone through, it can still be helpful in a way, just to have like that insight from, you know, a trustworthy voice. So, you know, I just want to say, like, I know you should always be cautious with kind of who, you know, who you'd like trust with your, you know, personal information or whatever, but Just go be there for somebody, or go find somebody to be there for you, or both ways, or whatever, you know.
Float. Sorry, I feel bad for yawning. I've yawned like 5 times.
You're good, bro.
It's Monday, man. Mic'd up Monday, dang it. Mic'd up. 3 weeks in a row.
Welcome back, man. Shout out to Mic'd Up Monday.
I forgot to say that when we started recording. But anyway, sorry to continue the vibe. Or sorry to end the vibe.
No, you could. That's about all I had to say about that.
I agree. I just think you just be yourself and you need to look in the mirror and just know who you are. And then, I think, as cliche as that is, I think it's true, you know? So, as my good friend once said,
as a wise man once told me,
wise man back in the good old days, back in the olden days,
way back when. Yeah, yeah.
Way back when. But yeah, be yourself and know your worth and, Keep on going.
Keep on keeping on, baby. Keep
on keeping on.
Woo!
Hey, shout out, everyone, National Sense of Smell Day. Happy National Sense of Smell Day.
No, woo! No, ah! No, no.
Yes, yes.
No.
We appreciate all the noses out there that can smell, and we appreciate, listen. I guess we're not going to give any appreciation to the ones who can't.
Listen, okay. I am a firm believer. Hi, welcome back to the episode. I'm a firm believer that you can celebrate whatever freaking holiday you want, and I'm not going to think any less of you for it. You can do your thing, man. But hey, once you start cutting me out, no, I'm just kidding. Like, I just
that's
think,
funny though.
Like, I mean, obviously, the point of it, they're not doing it, they're not celebrating anything to exclude anybody. But that's, I can't help but feel that maybe people
they're
like
you're out, bro.
Are there like is there a day for people like me who cannot do that?
What if it's the next day?
Probably like happy National Physical Disabilities Day. Jeez, hey, I should get a handicap spot.
I don't think that will qualify you.
I'm physically handicapped. Not smelling. I do not have one of the six major senses. Five. Well, because I mean, you have like touch. Like your sense of like balance, and you know,
yeah,
like
but that's
you have,
not. That's not the primary colors.
Okay, yeah, sorry. But I'm missing one of the primary colors. I'm missing my nose, bro. I'm not missing my nose. Yo, my nose is right here.
My nose, bro.
Freaking 10, bro. It's probably because you pierced it. That's why you can't smell me. You idiot.
Like that one little.
Yeah. Was
how,
I blunt?
How, wait, how? That's not that. Like a centimeter? No.
Yeah,
probably
maybe.
Like 2 centimeters. How big is a centimeter?
I was not born with this in my nose, okay? But I was born without a sense of smell. So
transplants. Oh man.
Freaking Don Spoiler Holly, alert. Baby. Spoiler alert. They
Spoiler,
did.
They did. That's funny.
That's funny. Voice? Shut up, dude. Like he's trying to tell a story, man. Like this is like a serious thing that happened and you're just like, "Wait, Seth? That's that one? That's the one you're talking about? Like, you know
it's a joke,
about.
Bro.
No, it's not a joke. It's a serious it's a story, joke. Bro. That was a horror story he was telling.
Dude, that was
bro,
crazy.
That dog could have died. I know nobody knows what we're talking about, but that's okay.
That's funny, though. I just feel bad for those listeners who just, like, we go from talking to, like, nightmares, and then we, like, cut it to go to inspiration, and then we cut it, like, right then, so, like, A lot of weird shifts in the podcast, guys. Sorry about that.
Keeping it random, baby.
Keeping it random, keeping it cranky. I don't know.
Keeping it random for the fandom.
Ooh. Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez, not again.
Oh, jeez, not again.
Not again.
Not again.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
Why did we start saying that?
I don't remember. Oh, but it was something.
It was something. Ah, jeez.
Ah, jeez.
Ah, jeez. Ah, jeez.
Ah, jeez.
Ah, jeez.
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 Ah, jeez.
Have you seen those TikToks where it's like that one guy and...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, end of story. the one person who... Ouch! Ah, jeez, not again.
Oh, jeez, not again.
Who they say, all right, connect Donald Trump to baseball, right? Have you seen those things?
Yeah.
And the guy just goes, like, speeds through Wikipedia, connects everything.
Yeah.
One of them was like, connect Steph Curry to the Warriors. And he took like this really long route. I'm like, Steph Curry plays basketball. What team does he play for? Warriors. Done. I just, some people, man, they just want to go, they're just doing too much, man. It's doing too much.
You're just doing too much, bro. That's another
like,
thing,
relax,
man.
Dude.
Sometimes in life, you just be doing too much, man. You just gotta chill, bro.
Take a chill pill.
Take a chill pill. Welcome to our smooth jazz radio station. That's what I think of when I'm like, okay, I need to relax. I think of like this smooth jazz guy.
Johnny Holly thought the jazz music that my dad was playing was Wii music.
Ah, jeez.
Ah, jeez.
Not again.
Not again.
Hey, welcome back. No. The Oscars happened recently. And
the Oscars.
There's
Is that where all the Oscars get together and have a fight? Like the Josh fight?
That's another thing to talk about. But I actually don't want to talk about that. But no, the Oscars are a ceremony held for, you know, movies and actors to go win awards and thank everybody. and actually at the Oscars, I don't know where they were held or where they are held, if they're in the same place every time, but
we better know because we're gonna win one for
the
best
Oscars
in the world.
I don't think there's an Oscar for that, but maybe
we're gonna start it up.
We could get something for that. We'll start our own award show called the Potties, and we'll award all the best podcasts.
I like it. The Potties.
But yeah, no, the Oscars stage actually had a ramp for the first time ever, which is a key moment for the disability movement, which I just want to give that a shout out because as someone who is missing one of the...
Shut up.
As someone who's one of the primary colors. Bro, why are you degrading my disability right now? I don't appreciate that.
You seriously cannot smell anything?
No.
Like, at all.
Try me, bro. Try me.
Vicks Vapor Rub.
Couldn't smell it.
It's not even here.
Bro, no, nothing. I don't even have anything.
Really? So you don't know what an orange smells like?
No, I don't. Here's a bag of potato chips.
That smells like air, bro. It's Lay's. It of course smells like air.
It smells like air. Everything smells like air, bro. I know. I can't. You could do gross things right in front of my face, and I couldn't tell if my eyes were closed.
Get a bag of dog poo.
Nothing, bro.
Really? Come on.
I promise, bro. Get a bag of dog poo.
I've known this for a long time now, but I have a hard time.
But now that we're talking about it, whatever. No, I am disabled, okay? Physically. And shout out to the Oscars region. Yeah, bro.
Shout out to Oscars.
See, you're not going to tell a blind person that, like, doesn't matter that much, you know? It's one of the five primary colors. They don't even know that. Sorry, that was insensitive.
You're right. We love our disability people.
Including yours truly. I'm riding it, man. I'm riding this seahorse.
You don't even know what, like, a fish smells like?
No. I don't know.
Wow.
What's up, buddies?
Oh, that's right. We have a new student joining us.
A new student? Are we teachers?
What? It's Joshua.
Joshua!
He wanted to do his own intro. So call the student.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we might not have teaching degrees, but we sure do spit out a lot of knowledge, man. I'll tell you that much.
We do.
I'll tell you what, another little snippet of that. Reading is the gateway to knowledge. I learned that from a very cool podcast that doesn't have a name.
Why are you leaving?
Here, wait.
Wow.
You just witnessed a crisp opening of a can.
Yes, that was very satisfying.
Thank you. I tried hard for you.
The end of the episode.
We are pretty close to that. Kind of sad.
We've got a new student.
New student, baby. Woo!
Joining us here the last couple of minutes of the show. Joshua!
Joshua!
Say, Joshua, what is your yay of the day? So that means, what are you happy about?
Basketball.
Hey.
Fits right in, man. Perfect yay of the day.
You're going to do basketball with Rachel?
Yeah.
That is sweet.
Hey, shout out to Rachel.
Joshua, what is your student, right?
Yeah.
So where do you go to school?
Do we go to the same school?
Do you guys go to the same class?
We might.
What teacher do you have?
Miss Hansen.
Miss Hansen?
Yeah.
Bro, you're joking. No way.
Do you have Miss Hansen?
I have Miss Hansen too, bro.
What?
That's crazy. I can't believe we're in the same class, man.
Do you guys sit by each other?
No, we actually had to get moved apart because we were being too disruptive for the class, and you know.
You guys are talking too much.
Yeah. I know. It's
come on, you know better.
We're just buds like that. We just click, man. What can I say?
Well, Joshua, thanks for joining the podcast today.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite color? Boo? White. You could talk to the microphone. Oh, you're just going to talk to me? And then to the microphone? Okay. I'll be your translator. Okay.
Yeah, so Joshua is actually only fluent in Spanish. And
what other questions do you have for Joshua Tyson?
Actually, this isn't really a question, but I just want to say congratulations on winning the Josh fight. Huge shout out.
Did you go to the Josh fight? No. Do you know what the Josh fight was?
No.
Okay, so the Josh fight was all the Joshes in the world got together, or as many people wanted to go, and they all fought pew, 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 with swords that were made out of plastic. Yep. I don't know what they were made out of, but and you won? How did you win? Tell us your strategy.
I frightened a lot of people.
Yeah? Okay. This is going nowhere.
No, I just want to say, you know, it's really cool to be in the same presence, to be on the same show, and even in the same class as the best Josh in the world. So, you know, give it up for that, man. Woo!
Clap for yourself. Okay, he doesn't want to clap for himself.
Hey, but you know what that is? The best Josh in the world is also humble. Wow, gotta give it up.
Clap for that one. Joshua, you're in kindergarten. We're seniors in high school. Ugh. So tell me, you still have 12 years left. How does that feel? Mm-hmm. Good? Yeah. It feels good?
Yeah.
You're ready to learn?
Yeah.
For 12 more years?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
But then I'll be in fourth grade.
Then you will be in first grade and then second grade.
Yeah.
Do you know what the grade, then third, then?
Yeah. Well, when we were in Stormwind, we had to do a Battle of Books.
Battle of the Books in third grade?
Yeah.
Wow, are you going to do that?
Everyone has to do it.
Everyone has to do it?
Yeah. In Stormwind, and against someone.
Against someone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever do Battle of the Books, Jason?
I did, yeah. Actually, I did it at Harvest.
So, did you do third grade?
No, I was only there fifth and sixth, but I remember in sixth grade and at like my at a different school in the past, I did it in younger grades. But yeah, I don't know. It was the thing that everybody kind of had to do it, which I mean, I wasn't too excited about just because, you know, I'm not really skilled in that way. but it's definitely fun. And I mean, hey, shout out to the next 12 years, man. That's gonna be one heck of a time for you. I can already tell. I already got it in my brain.
And then you can start a podcast with your senior friend.
Yeah. That you're gonna meet in Chinese class when you are in seventh grade, and not talk to you for the first 2 years. But once you guys get going, you guys are gonna roll till China.
Right. Roll to China. Well, Joshua, since you are in kindergarten, what's your favorite thing about kindergarten? Recess? Yeah. Ooh, recess clutch. Is fun. But you're still on the mini playground, though, right? Yeah. Yeah.
But when I'm in fourth grade, I think I'll see Rachel at lunchtime.
You'll see Rachel at lunchtime?
I think.
You think?
Hey, what can I say, man? He's kind of smooth, you know? Rachel.
That's our sister.
No, I mean, like, sorry, I didn't. Okay, in retrospect, that sounded pretty silly, but no, I just feel like he's got it like going, you know what I mean? Like, just he's chilling, he's got like Battle of the Books, he just won the Josh fight, he's gonna go chill with Rachel, you know, when he gets to fourth grade. It's gonna be great, man.
First grade or fourth grade? When you go up to the bigger playground.
First. Yeah, I am.
And then second. And then third.
I will jump in here just to say that when you get like upgraded to the bigger playground, bro, it's the best feeling. It's so great. You feel so cool, man. You're just like, I get to play on the big stuff, man. Woo! It's so fun.
So what do you do at recess? I remember when I was in kindergarten, we would like run around.
Well, we usually play soccer.
You play soccer?
Yeah.
Are you going to play soccer when you're a senior in high school? When you're my age? Are you going to play soccer?
I'm going to play, I think, basketball.
You're going to play basketball? Five-star?
What? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's crazy. Yeah. So is that all you do at the playground, just play soccer?
Yeah.
Just by yourself or with people? That's good. That's good. What's your favorite thing to do in Mrs. Hansen's class?
You can write.
Write? Yeah. You like to write?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like to write too.
Just like Papa.
He says no. Okay. Any last questions for Joshua?
Yeah. When you get to the bigger playground, in fourth grade, are you planning on, maybe playing some other things other than soccer, or are you just like all soccer all the time,
I'll do different stuff.
He'll do different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is the random talk post camp talk for 5-year-olds.
Hey man, our audience is everybody.
Well, Joshua, thanks for, you got any other last minute words, wisdom?
No.
No?
No.
Say, leave a 5-star review voice memo. Say it.
We know no borders around here, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Great to have you on, legend.
Well, thanks for joining us today. Yeah. Okay. That means when you go back to kindergarten tomorrow, you could tell all your friends that you were on the best podcast in the world.
Mm-hmm. Bro, you'll be so famous. Everybody will love you.
Yeah, and then you could sign autographs.
Just like us.
Yeah. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
One last time, let's give it up for the legend, the best Joshua in the world.
Yeah, Joshua. Woo, woo, woo! He says he'll be right back. Episode 15, season doso.
Man.
Sheesh. Tuesday vibes, man.
Kind of crazy. Recording day of. Also, by the way, I walked past, best teacher in the world or whatever. I walked past his class and I was like, hey, man, new episode today. And he was like, yeah, I'll go check it out. And then I was like, well, I mean, I didn't say this to him, but I was like, shoot, should I tell him it's not up yet? Yeah. Like it's not finished, but like, okay. Yeah, I'll have to send him an email or something. Just kidding. An email? Hey, go check out the podcast. just send out a newsletter or something. That's what we should do. We should get an ad in the paper because everybody still reads the newspaper. We would get so famous off of that. 100%.
The hot thing in town.
Does your school, do you guys do like a newspaper, like a school paper,
No.
Dang. Because that'd have been good. I don't know. I mean, I assume you have like connections like that you could like get us a little corner or something. But I mean, I guess if it doesn't even exist, then I won't worry about it. But hey, maybe next Thundervision video.
Yo, that's a paper, digital newspaper. But I had a dream last night where we were at this parking lot. And like there's like these porta potties.
Mm-hmm.
Let
me just say, there's nothing sweet about a honey bucket. Thanks. I think I'm funny. Anyways, honey buckets, for those of you who don't know, is a type of porta potty. It's like a brand of porta potties. Anyways, Matthew, carry on with your thing.
Porta potties different than the potties, which is our show that we're going to get the best podcast in the world.
It's our award show. Honestly, that's my dream in life. If I can win a potty, bro. Sheesh!
What did you say, Joshua? Our mom hates spider monkey toilets.
Me too, man. I don't even know what that is, but it sounds terrible. Spider monkey toilets? No, sir.
But anyways, my dream, the logo of this porta potty was the Random Talk logo. Because like the company, the porta potty, had the initials of RT,
Yeah.
I'm mad because I'm like, that is our logo.
Yeah.
Don't steal our logo, you porta potty companies.
Yeah, please don't, because we know you're listening. Please don't. But what you can do is hit us up and sponsor us. I think like a really interesting thought there, because I mean, obviously, you know, it's like a separate company from what you've told me from this dream. But what would be really funny is if we just like completely like sold out, like got really like old, and we were just like, yeah, let's slap our name on a porta potty. Like we just started like having random talk everything. Like,
yeah. Joshua thought that was funny.
Thank you, Joshua.
Do you have any hot takes for us, Joshua?
No.
Do you have Discover Weekly Update?
No. Oh my gosh. I will say, if we can cut back here.
Yeah, we're back. Joshua, cue us back in. Say, and we're back. Thank you.
Okay, I will say, actually, I had some mac and cheese today for the first time in a while, which is kind of surprising because I feel like for a minute there, I didn't go very long without it. But, you know, there was a window where I guess, I don't know, I was just busy putting other things in my mouth. But I found some mac and cheese and I was like, dude, I got to do it. So, you know, had to cook that up. Chef tasting in the building. You already know. And it was pretty good, man. I'm just going to give a quick shout out to mac and cheese. I know it's not like my yay of the day or anything, but mac and cheese, man. Got to love it.
I love mac and cheese. Do you love mac and cheese?
Yeah.
What other foods do you like as a 5-year-old? Dino nuggies?
No.
What? Pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Rocky milk?
No.
You don't drink all the chalky milk? what's your favorite top 5 pizza place?
what's your favorite brand of beans? Sorry.
Mr. Beans.
Mr. Beans. I'm with you on that one, actually. Shout out to Mr. Bean and his beans.
He's just playing with his car.
Hey, man, I found some Hot Wheels the other day. Like, I was just found them on the side of the road. No, sorry. I was like, I don't know. I just like found them in like an old container. And I was like, no way. My Hot Wheels. So you already know what I had to do. Made some sick videos. go check those out on my Hot Wheels page at Tayson Loves Hot Wheels. Yeah, all one word. So go check me out on Instagram.
Oh, man, that's funny. Well, I think this has been a good sode.
I think it has been too.
Anyways, Joshua, thanks for coming. Yeah, he says yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Have a good day. And I'll see you in a little bit.
Peace. Have a nice one, man. See you at dinner.
Well, this has been season 2, episode 15. Thank you for that.
Dude, I'm the sound effects master, by the way. I don't know, you know, obviously, you know, I'm not like getting hired or anything, but if anybody out there is like making a movie or something and they need some sounds, bro, I got you. I can do anything. See, watch helicopter. Woo! I was gonna try, but then I was like, there's no way I could actually make a helicopter noise.
How about a horse?
I feel like my horses sound like Scooby-Doo. I can't do it.
Horse galloping?
I mean, I know this is like the end of the episode, so like nobody's even listening, but even then, I don't know about that. Horse galloping, just like a little, you know, just a little like.
Okay.
That was my hands. Thank you.
How about you biting into an apple?
That'd be really unfortunate if I didn't have an apple. I don't think I do. Dang. I don't know why I would like not know if I had an apple. They're just like one hiding somewhere. Where are you, buddy? Yeah, no, I mainly just do like operational sounds, like just like things doing stuff, you know, not necessarily, you know, people.
So do the random talk intro music.
5, 4, 3, 2 Beat kicks in. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, thanks for trying.
Yeah, I give my best, man. What can I say? One last applause for our special guest, best Josh in the world, Joshua. Woo! Always appreciate having a special guest. If you out there listening would like to appear on an episode of Random Talk, first you have to be close with us. So gonna want to become our friends really quick, and then go ahead, man. But other than that, you can still be on the show without being on the show by sending us a voice message. You can do that if you check out the description of this episode after you read the lovely hand-typed little summary, you know, plotted points, whatever. There's a link that will take you straight to it. Pretty straightforward, I think. Personally, I've never done it, so I mean, I don't want to make it seem too easy. But maybe I'll be the next one. You already know what we have to do. It's the end of the episode, so we got to plug a whole bunch of stuff. It's plugging time. Be sure to go check us out on Instagram if you haven't. Go drop a follow over there so you never miss when an episode drops, or you know, some exclusive bonus content that may or may not be coming there soon. If you haven't, by the way, I feel like we don't emphasize this enough. Be sure to like follow the podcast on like whatever service you're listening to us on, whether it's like Apple Podcasts, you know, subscribe to us. I don't know if that's like the term. So subscribe, follow, add.
Follow, like button.
Friend.
Notification.
Friend us on Facebook. Just kidding. No, but
for your mom.
But yeah. Go check us out, man. We got stuff coming out all over the place. We got content coming out of our freaking ears over here. So go check us out on Instagram at Random Talk Podcast. As always, we will probably not change that. So should be easy to find us. But yeah, you know, go check us out. Matthew, I don't know if we want to do like the personal stuff, but you know, I mean, I guess our personal accounts are in the bio of that one. So yeah, just go check that out. Also, guess what? I'm starting a movement, and it's called People of People. If you want to go check that out, it is at the People of People, THE People of People on Instagram. You can go do that. Both of those, by the way, Random Talk and People of People, are in my bio. And if you want to check out my bio, you can do so at TACBN, TACBN on Instagram. Matthew, if you want to shout anything out or yourself or whatever, now is a great time to do that because it's plugging season, baby.
I mean, I feel like you already got mine covered, but
okay. Well, yeah. Also, if you want, go check out Matthew on Instagram, which you should, because few people are better at Instagram than Matthew. Let me just say, you can do so at Matthew Jepson III, just Matthew Jepson and a little 3 at the end. Which some people, I don't want to point fingers, but some people, as I point to myself, have mistaken that as Matthew the Third. He's not Matthew the Third. He's Matthew the First.
So interesting.
I mean, I just can't read. Like it's just my brain being weird, you know what I'm saying? Like it's not like it's actually that confusing. I don't know. I slip up. like every time I get like a message from you, or no, because they changed it so your username isn't what pops up on the message notification.
Dude, Instagram's changing every single freaking day.
Yeah, but when shoot, I don't know. But whenever I see your username for any reason, I usually misread it as Matthew Jepson the Third. So hey, you know, maybe you should just change it. No, but yeah, you know, go check us out if you haven't. Be sure to go check out season 1 if you have not done that. The quality of the episodes probably a little bit worse, but hey, you know, we're just babies at this still. You know, we're just figuring this out, man. This is only like our 25th episode total. So yeah, go check those out. Go check out the rest of season 2. We got a new one coming out next week if you want to come back. Every Tuesday, baby. Random Talk Tuesdays. I think that's everything, yeah?
I think.
All right, cool. Thank you guys for checking this out. If you're listening to this, your special challenge for the weekend, I don't know why it's the weekend. This is Tuesday. But your special challenge for the rest of the week is to compliment somebody, but on their jacket, specifically their jacket. I don't know. You don't have to do that. In fact, might not even check up on you with that next week. Probably not. Probably going to forget about it. Either way, you know, thank you for your ears. Thank you for your time and energy. We'll see you next week.
I was just going to say, see ya, peace, but I felt like you did a great job of ending it.
Oh, so. Sorry. I just thought you were saying like, oh, you might go down again. Sorry. That's not how you sound, by the way. Sorry. That was a poor representation. But yeah, no. Anyways, thank you for everything. Be nice to people, and we will see you next week.
Shout out, Mr. Morrell.
Woo!